Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, Taiwan picks up the pieces after a massive quake. Then later, war in Sudan scatters the seeds of oral Bible translation. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, the 7.4 magnitude quake that struck Taiwan on Wednesday killed at least 10 people and injured more than 1,000. The death toll is low, but rescue efforts are urgent. Taiwan's National Fire Association said Thursday 700 people remain trapped. Joe Handley with A3.
Taiwan is one of those countries that's well prepared for a disaster like this. However, this was the largest quake they've had in over 25 years.
Relief work will continue for months ahead. More than 100 buildings have been damaged, and at least 24 landslides took place across the island.
The churches, I know, are actively engaging with what's happening. You know, in moments like this, Jesus shines. The church in Taiwan is pretty robust, actually, in many ways, has had a strong presence in the country and has been very missionary-oriented for years.
How can the church around the world respond to this disaster?
Obviously, right now, you do have the immediate response needs that are happening. I encourage people to give now. Give to those opportunities that they see to help the local church rally around their own people. Pray for the local churches, and then think long term. Don't think just now and then out. Think long term. What impact does God have planned for Taiwan?
Learn more about A3's long-term impact and how you can partner with them at missionnews.org. Next, Israel sparked international outrage this week when its airstrikes killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza. Celebrity chef Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen founder, says Israel's military intentionally targeted the aid convoy, a claim Israel denies. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle tells us.
Israel has been explaining they're doing full disclosure. I certainly think it was not in their best interest to do this on purpose, of course, but they will be blamed for it like it was on purpose.
The World Kitchen team had just delivered 100 tons of food aid at a distribution warehouse when it was struck. Other aid groups have temporarily paused deliveries in Gaza, saying it's no longer safe to offer help.
The accidental attack against the aid workers is tragic. It's just heartbreaking. And we know what they go through to get aid to the people because we've done those things at Uncharted. It's just hard to get through the Hamas blockade.
Uncharted partners with believers on both sides of the war, and they're seeing God at work despite the horrific scenes played out in the headlines.
We are seeing people emboldened in their faith. Some of the Muslim background believers that we work with in Gaza, the hatred is pushed aside. And they're able to follow Jesus and live their life for him in the midst of a horrible situation.
Finally, April 15th marks 1 year since conflict erupted in Sudan between its military and a paramilitary group. More than 8 million people have been displaced, and there's no resolution in sight. Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver says some of the leaders involved in their oral Bible translation team have been scattered to Egypt, South Sudan, and Uganda.
It's been crazy to try to figure out, okay, where is everybody? What are they doing? What's their personal situation?
Spoken Worldwide's field leader for Sudan, a man we'll call Saeed, was on the run with his family for most of the past year. The war followed them from place to place until they finally made it to Uganda, where they're trying to resettle and send their children to school again.
So he's going to have his own story to tell, his own ability to relate to the people that are already there.
Pray for rest for Saeed and his family, and for healing for the trauma of losing their home, community, and for now, their country.
There is a lot of mental recovery that they're going to have in order to be able to even settle into their new life.
Then pray wisdom for next steps.
We want him to certainly take care of first things first, so be praying for that. But then creativity on his part of saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do now? How does this ministry get recreated?
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.